Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Matthew chapter 4, I'm going to read several verses here, verses 1 through 11. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. When the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." Jesus answered unto him, "It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Then saith Jesus unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto him. There is so much said in our world today about feeling led by the Spirit to do things. You can even go on television or the news and read where some crazy person said that God told them to kill certain people. You have people who have what I call the spooky spiritual Christian people that say, "Well, I just feel led to do such and such." And people tell you that they feel to be led. The charismatics and the feel-good churches have done more to destroy this doctrine of being led by the Spirit than anything that I know. They've turned the spirituality and the Holy Spirit into some carnival sideshow. They've turned God and being spiritual into simple emotions and feelings instead of spirituality. Like all false doctrine, false doctrine takes a spiritual term and perverts it to mean something God never intended. In other words, when we talk about our feelings leading the Spirit or our feelings affected by the Spirit, it's almost like a freak show. I believe they're sincere, but they're sincerely wrong, and I want to take a few moments and teach you about how to be led by the Spirit spiritually. First of all, the term led by the Spirit is only used 4 times in Scripture. It's used here in Matthew 4:1, also in Luke 4:1, about the same account. Then it's used in Romans 8:14 and Galatians 5:18. It amazes me that a major portion of most religion is about being led by the Spirit, and it's a perversion of a statement used 4 times in the Scripture. The word gospel is used hundreds of times. The word salvation and things related to that is used hundreds and hundreds of times, but we will use 4 statements, 1 statement used 4 times, and build religions on it. That should tell us something. Number 2, not one place is emotion or feelings mentioned with being led by the Spirit. In Matthew 4:1, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. I don't find any of Jesus' emotions being recorded here. You will not see any emotions ever mentioned with the Holy Spirit. Man's religion has turned being spiritual into being emotional. Let me say something here. God made us body, soul, and spirit, but a lost person has a dead spirit. So they are merely body and soul. Most people think that their soul and their spirit are the same, and that's because they're lost or they've not grown in the Word of God to understand Scripture. No, our soul is our emotions and our intellect. That's our personality. But the spirit is that which allows us to communicate with God. And man's religion is almost solely based on soul or emotion in our intellect, not spirituality. The Holy Spirit and emotions are almost never mentioned together. The only exception to that would be the word joy. And joy is a right attitude while being burdened or in a battle. It is not gladness. In other words, most people, instead of having a Holy Spirit, are talking about having a holy soul. Pulling the Holy Spirit down into feelings is simply man trying to be equal with God and bringing God down to man. Feeling led is fleshly. It is not spiritual. Nowhere in Scripture does it say that God used our emotions to lead us. God always leads by His Word. God does not lead by feelings. God does not lead by dreams, since we have the Word of God. He does not lead by visions, since we've had the Word of God. He does not lead by new revelations, since we have the Word of God. Matter of fact, in Galatians chapter 5, the Bible says, "This I say, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are under the law." Now, God is telling us here that if we are being spiritual, we're going to go against our flesh, not go with our flesh. That means for us to say that our flesh wants us to do something that we think is spiritual, that's probably not true, because the flesh and the spirit are contrary the one to the other, according to Scripture. Now, number three, Jesus was led by the Spirit to be obedient. Being led by the Spirit means this: allowing the Scripture and the truth and the Holy Spirit guiding you in those truths to help you stay obedient when tested. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18, in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, God talks about being the Spirit leading people to obey. Jesus had to be tempted by sin, but He did not have to yield to the temptation of sin. Jesus put on the same flesh we have, yet He did it without yielding to sin as you and I do. God does not tempt us with evil, James 1:13, but us being led by the Spirit confirms that we're saved. It's not a feeling. It's not a tickle. It's not our foot tapping up and down and happy with some music. It's not some internal thought that we just warm with and say, "Oh, I must be being led of the Spirit." It's only when we're obeying the Word of God that we're led by the Spirit. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.